The following podcast is not real, but it was really recorded live at Stage 773 in Chicago. You demanded a Chunt's Night episode where we hear what happens at the variety show that Chunt, the King of the Badgers, hosts at the Vermilion Minotaur each week, so here it is. And if you don't like it, you know, you only have yourself to blame. But some of that blame can be shared by our sponsor, Cards Against Humanity. Want to reach out and touch this totally fictional world via package delivery? Send a care package to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642, care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. Somebody at Cards will take it, shove it through the portal behind the Burger King, and get it into the show. I mean, maybe not into the show, it depends on if the package is any good. Anyway, enjoy the show.
Oh yeah, babies, how we doing? When I say, oh yeah, you say, babies. Oh yeah.
Babies.
Oh yeah.
Babies.
When I say, babies, you say, oh yeah. Babies.
Oh, yeah.
Babies.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, baby. Welcome to Chunt's Nights. Real quick scan of the room. Is Arnie here? No, bah, bah, bah. No, I don't see him. No worries, no worries. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. He's your best friend. You should say it more often. You should say it more often. He's your best friend. All right, we're back. So welcome to Chunt's Night. We're gonna kick things off here in just a moment. I do want to let you know, I do have access to Arnie's phone. So if anybody sends an email to chunt@gmail.com, that's Chunt with six T's. I may read your email throughout the show. Unless Arnie's phone dies, and we'll have a good time. Just to start things off, as we normally do, I do want to make some Chunt observations. What's going on with wind? How does that get going, right? Like, I understand, like, sand gets blown by the wind, water gets blown around by the wind, that's how we get waves. How does wind get going? Chunt's up with that. Just things I think of. Our first act for tonight's Chunt's Night, you know him well. This is Melchior, Keeper of the Doomhorn.
Hi. Thank you, thank you. It's great to be here. I am Melchior, Keeper of the Doomhorn that blows at world's end. It is, of course, my job to call the forces of good, evil, and ambivalence to the great final battle for Foon. I'm going to tell you a story. For my job is an onerous one. It's a serious one, and people don't always take it seriously. People don't think it is because they say, well, you just wait around for years and years to blow a single horn. But what if I get it wrong? I'm going to tell you the story of what happened to my predecessor and the prank that destroyed a world. My predecessor, who had my blowjob before I did, was a talking chipmunk, perfectly suited to blow a horn. His cheeks were gigantic. His limbs were so powerful, they called him Louis Strongarm. Oh, what a horn blower he was. But he was tricked by the wizard Spintax. Yes, you know him well as a disgusting but kind of cool wizard. He placed a resonance stone in front of the Horn of Catastrophe. Yes, an intake of breath is appropriate at this time. Of course, Louis had to blow that horn for a catastrophe that was to befall the Cloud Kingdom. But unbeknownst to him, the other end of the Rocky Talkie was placed in the Water Kingdom of Glenfaltenor. Yes. Your intakes of breath are well-timed.
When Louis Strongarm blew that horn, not only did the Cloud Kingdom fall and the Great War of the Clouds begin, but so too did the Great War of the Sea begin. Nobody knew where to go. Were the birds supposed to fight the fishes or the other birds? The answer, the other birds. But it was unknown. And so did the sky fall and the ocean do the opposite, rise, I suppose. The sky did fall and the oceans did rise and the earth's land stayed where it was. And the goddesses did have to come down and stripped Louis Strongarm of his job and did post a notice that they were looking for a new hornblower, which is how I got my job. That is the story I wish to tell you. And I wish to tell you two other stories, but not of Foon, but of yourselves. Yeah, good gasp. Audible. I give you this kazoo of portent, good gasper. For it is my fate that when one blows this horn, I know how thou wilt die. So blow your horn, if thou dare. Oh! Oh! Such a weak blow augurs poorly for thy life. I see it now. Good elf, thou art doomed. Thou art doomed to become a tiny sparrow transformed by an evil wizard, and then to be killed by another less evil wizard in a game of mittens. I am sorry for you. I have one other great horn. Great intakes. I love these intakes of breath. Well timed. Blow. Nice blow. That is how you do a blow. Honestly. Honestly. I do see thy future. And it is a noble one. You are fated to die in battle with the Dark Lord. Very sweet. Very, very sweet. And you shall not defeat him. It's too big a task for you. It is your task to take a minion of the Dark Lord with you. And everyone owes you a great deal of thanks for that. And with that, I shall take my leave. Don't worry, this is not the Doom Horn. This is merely the recorder of special emphasis, which I now blow to bring back your host. Wow! I haven't played it in a while. I thank you.
Thank you, Melchior. Thank you, Melchior. Quick scan of the room. Arnie's still not here. Cool. No, it's fine. It's totally fine. Great. So Melchior is amazing. Thank him again. And, yeah. I know you're all probably wondering, what's next? How about, would you guys be interested in hearing some of Usador's secret names? I'm going to tell them to you guys, but you have to make sure not to say them, at least around him. Cool? One of them is Thomas Foolery. Sometimes he goes by Tom. What else? Slophouse Quarterly. He goes by Slophouse Quarterly every once in a while. Tragedy Daniels. Every once in a while, Tragedy Daniels. I'm sorry? This is not a talkback, sir. I gave you the appropriate email to reach me at. Speaking of, let's read one of the emails here. This one is from Thomas Splittoser. Tom says, why is the tavern outside today? Yep. Well, it's because we're on the back patio of the Vermilion Minotaur because a friend of ours brought fire. They were a firebringer, and they allowed for a fire pit outside, so we thought we'd go outside. And, of course, if you look up in the sky, You can see the beautiful clouds. I know they look like crumpled colostomy bags, but those are clouds. Trust me, those are clouds. Let's go ahead and bring up our next act, a good friend of mine. Welcome, Spurt the Elder.
Good evening, all. Here we are. There we go. Thank you, Chunt. I apologize for my ebony regalia. I am, as many of you are, still in mourning for our good King Belroth. Yet in these times of mourning and great emotion, which is difficult to endure, poets such as myself can give thee solace. And in such a time as this, I am reminded of a wondrous, simple, fun-time poem of my time with Chunt when he reminded me of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air-Roth. And in our time recording, I was unable to recite the full poem, but here it is in full. Various magical delights are providing me with percussive accompaniment, so if you will please bear with me but a moment. This is good. Yes. Now, this is an epic, awesome verse about how I escaped the goblin's curse. So sit right down, and this kid from the north will tell you how he became the Prince of Bel-Air-Roth. In North Fingaria, born and raised in the tundra is where I spent most of my days, freezing and shivering, trying to stay warm, playing some mittens outside in the storm, when a band of goblins looking to pillage started making trouble in my village. I survived the fight, but my mom was displeased. She said, "You're moving with your aunt and uncle in the northeast." I traveled and I trekked through the blizzard and snow till I made my way to the Overlander's Road. If anything, I could say this road was lost, but I thought, nah, forget it, onward to Bel-Air-Roth. I went the completely wrong way at a moderate pace and found myself in the town of Hog's Face. I turned around and headed east and then north till I found Albane and Titania Bel-Air-Roth. The king was super old, but the queen was a fox, and the son Tom Blaine was out tickling cocks. They told me, now that you are in our care, you can sit on your throne as the Prince of Bel-Air-Roth. Thank you. I am glad to know from the previous performer that this is a fairly anti-Spintax audience. Our great Usador owes very little to us, but we owe him much. The least I could do was expand upon his wondrous names. And thus, my second and final piece is regarding this great blue wizard. Here we go. Sit now, forget thy painful woes. Drown them instead in your rainbow bowls. Enjoy the spiced potatoes and rooster's feet. If you can't see, grab yourself a booster seat. Disregard the impositions and culpable troubles as I praise this magician of multiple buttholes. Certain spells of poesy are in store for you. Spurt the Elder's ode to Usador the Blue. He is Usador, scissored through an elf's helm with easiness, a wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, breeziest ascender of alabaster heights and plateaus. Easy to remember this master of light and shadow. Never rattled by instigators, stabbings in a fight. They dismantled by the manipulator of magical delights. Goes without eating for hours in a seance. No need for feeding this devourer of chaos. Already laughing when fate calls him to Marcus, immortal champion of the great halls of Tarakus. Hawks his relics and spells so sweet, angelic, yet the elves still know him as Fiangelic.
Yes.
Yeah, their bells and bellows toll him, glowing tunes strangely. The dwarves do know him as Zoan and Hook Stanges. So dangerous, Spintax, crazing his great arts, known in the Northeast, Gasmanius Maestar. There it is. Yes. But these verses are not finished, oh yeah, no shit. Their names that Spurt doesn't even know yet. For no man surpasses the awesome talk of Johann Sebastian Bacharach. He walks the walk, no matter how slippery. Beggle me fingies, Dale of the Sprinkle Sleeves. Susan Doku, Papa Mache, not Felonious, Lucy Usi, Phil Jacksonius. On a peninsula or an isthmus, from Yishmash to Christmas, Biscuit Meniscus, this list is limitless, a mountain insurmountable, fame so palpable, names uncountable, for I am but a poet, not a mathematician, not a warlock, a stoic, or badass magician, just an urban dweller, Spurt the Elder, doing more for you, to honor all the monikers of Usador the Blue. Somewhere through a pool of horses' blood, Usador can hear your applause and he appreciates it. That's just... Make sure next time you see him, you show him your appreciation as much as I'd have. So strive to be like me. Thank you very much.
Spurt the Elder! Spurt the Elder! Wow, that was amazing. Quick scan of the audience. I don't see Arnie. Arnie, if you're here, is Arnie here? I feel bad. I usually, at Chunt's Night, a lot of times when I know he's not going to be here, I might call him like a fuckface or something. And I fear that might have gotten back to him. So I apologize if you're here. No, he's not here. Great. Well, let's go ahead and move on. We have an email here. This is from Lindsay. She says, you can throw your sperm over here. Where's Lindsay? Where's Lindsay? Where's Lindsay? Hi, Lindsay. Great. Are those mirrors in your pants? Because they're shiny. first of all, let me give you a little... let me rip out of my fur pouch a chunt mask. We're going to play the game. Are you familiar with the game Cat or Doctor? Okay. I'm going to hand you a slip of paper. You're going to make a noise or say something, and the audience will have to guess if it's a cat or a doctor. Where's the dude who said bing bong earlier? Yeah. Let's shut the fuck up, huh? Boy, oh boy. I apologize for him. Great. So let's, I'm going to give you this. Cool. Read it pretty quickly. And I want you to make a noise or say whatever you need to say to clue them in. Cool. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Meow.
Cat or doctor? Most people think cats. You're right. It's cats. Here we go, new one. Read it pretty quickly. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Say aw.
Cat or doctor?
We heard doctor.
It was a doctor. Here we go. Read this one here. Here we go. One. Let me see what it says. 1, 2, 3.
Meow. What's wrong with you?
Cat doctor. You're right. It was cat doctor. It was cat doctor. And there's one final one. Printed on this high quality paper. Final one. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
What's next? Meow.
Arnie, it was Arnie as a cat. Yeah. No big deal. Just a game I invented. Please help. Welcome to the stage. Two of my favorite people, Lois and Shark.
Oh, Lois, what a wonderful night. Lois? Lois, where are you?
I'm not coming out. I feel stupid in my people clothes.
Lois, please, we've made it all this way. It's a beautiful night. It's Chunce night. We're here with all of our friends.
These are all of your friends. These are your friends. We never see my friends. We haven't been in the ocean for 7 Christmases.
Now, Lois, you know that's not fair, okay? I can't go in the ocean with your people. It's not befitting a man of my station.
Oh, my people!
No. No, Lois, no, calm down now. Calm down, look at where we are. It's a beautiful night. I'm here with the shark that I fell in love with.
And I'm here with the man who stole me from the sea!
Now, Lois, that is not entirely fair, okay? We've had some good times, too. Have we not?
Circumnavigating foon, I never thought I'd fall in love with you.
Well, I'm a shark and I like food. I live in a tank and I like food.
Shark! I caught you, shark! I caught you, shark! They say our love could never be a man of legs, a creature from the sea.
Well, I'm a shark and I have teeth. I like to swim around the coral reefs.
Shark! I caught you, shark! I caught you, shark! I'm a man, and you're a shark, but that doesn't matter in the dark.
And when I'm sad, you're a clownfish, and when I get scared, you're always a round fish. Don't let them say that I'll eat you. As long as you supply me with your crew to eat as food.
So put your little fin in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.
I don't have legs.
Yes, you're a shark.
Shark.
I caught you, shark.
I caught you, shark.
I caught you on board my ship.
I promise not to bite your dick.
I caught you to swim along.
I will not nibble on your dong.
I caught you to share my bed.
Just one bite and you'd be dead.
I caught you, I won't let go.
I caught you, I love you so.
I caught you, shark.
God. Ah, I can take it, Lois. I love you so much. Let's do it right here in front of all these people.
You mean get married?
What else would I mean, Lois?
Lois and Shark. Oh, boy. And a quick scan of the crowd. Cool. Yeah, he's not here. How about a few more? We'll keep things moving. Maybe I'll give you 2 or 3 more of Isidore's secret names. Oh, boy. Toby Lerone. Toby Lerone is a big one. Whee! Is one I've only heard him say to me. What else? Heathcliff. Taft Backwater. You guys heard Taft Backwater? No? Sleepy LaBeef? No? A few people. Pleasure Herrera? No? Great. Awesome. Well, that died, so let's go ahead and keep things moving. And we'll bring out one of my tallest and most handsome striking friends, a good elf. Please welcome Nathaniel Quivyarin.
Greetings from the forest. 'Tis always a pleasure to see my good friend Chunt. My dear friend, King of the Badgers. 'Tis an even greater pleasure to not see the human. And now, a verse. Ode to kicking. Written and performed by Dathaniel Quinn Yarvin. As you walk through the forest, dear friends, be wary of all of your foes. Though you may count them, their number is greater than fingers and all of your toes. Weapons are vital. Armed you must be if ever you want to survive. But swords, they can rust, and arrows will warp. I prefer my weapons alive. Though others may scoff and laugh at my choice and say I've gone down to the dregs, I find that they're no longer laughing when they get kicked by my powerful legs. My legs are a work of art to behold. The maidens, they all say, my gods. When I wear a pair of my favorite short pants that show off my muscly quads. Yes, muscles I have like snakes in a bag. Wrestling hard in the sweet morning dew. And lest e'er you think that they've escaped mention, my calves are pretty great too. But what good are muscles if one does not use them, and I use mine to kick? I'll kick your foul heart, I'll kick your dumb face, I'll kick you right in the dick. I'll kick you so hard that your brain will spin round, my kicks will shatter your psyche. You won't know who you are, and you'll bleed a lot, too. For my kicking boots are quite spiky. And so, from my kicks, you'll feel that you're losing. Though be sure, this isn't a game. Your fate will be mincemeat. Yes, mangled much worse than the human mangles my name. And just when you think that the kicking is through, and I'll just let bygones be bygones. I'll wrap my two legs round your skinny old neck and choke you to death like a python. But is killing the one thing that kicking is good for? Oh, don't think that. Don't you dare. For I'll kick a tree straight down to the ground and kick it until it's a chair. I can kick any kind of furniture you like with my crafting style so unique. But a warning, the kicking will weather the wood, though new, it will look antique. Elves do not normally kick, this is true, but this fact please disregard. For I am unique, a singular elf, and using a bow is hard. But oh, how my kicks will rain from the sky. Welcome my foes to the slaughter. Think of my kicks like tiny raindrops, and you will be soon underwater. For I'll kick, and 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 I'll kick. And I'll kick, and I'll kick, and I'll kick, and I'll kick until you come back home, Dad! So I will keep kicking. Kick you right in the butt. and cause you some serious bung pain. And if others should scoff, I'll look at them straight and say to their face, Youngstain. Thank you.
Thank you. DQ, DQ. Cool. Michael, were you doing okay? I'm sorry about earlier. I'm just a little flustered. I'm a little frazzled. My best friend didn't show up, so I'm going to give you a little badger mask here. That's yours to keep. We have an email here from Sam Peters. Is Sam Peters here? Is that you? She says, will you marry me? You seem to be leg to leg with this gentleman. Is that your boyfriend? Oh, what's this? Fuck yes! Oh, I'm so glad I read that email. So glad. Quick scan of the crowd. No. Well, help. I'm going to eat this in just a second, but I do want to, we're going to close out tonight. I cannot believe we have this guest here. This is, besides Arnie, I would say this is one of my best friends. He's probably the raddest, hippest dude I've ever met. Please welcome to the stage, Pizza Skull. Pizza Skull. Pizza Skull.
Yes. Yes, of course, man. Hey, everybody, how's everybody doing tonight?
Woo! How you doing, Pizza Skull?
I'm doing awesome. Now, I noticed there are a lot of new, fresh faces here in the audience tonight. And I know that you have all heard of Pizza Skull and my amazing pizza-themed adventures. But for those of you who may not be familiar with me, I am a giant floating skull who loves pizza! Woo! Pizza!
Yeah, pizza. Maybe dip your head a little bit. Give us a sneak preview of that hat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. And pizza skull.
Just because I'm a skull made out of pizza does not mean I also don't enjoy eating pizza. It just makes sense.
And Pizza Cole, you said for your act, you need a volunteer from the audience. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I need a volunteer.
Can we get a volunteer from the audience? Someone, anyone at all?
I'd like to volunteer.
Yeah, let's.
I'd like to.
I like it. I like him. I choose him.
Oh. Sean, buddy, it's okay, buddy.
Now, as you all know, as a giant floating skull, I have no hands. And you may know me from my many pizza-themed adventures, like the time I brought pizza to the children of Gratax, or the time that I turned all the socks and shoes and skull into pizza and fed the starving people there. Or the time I flew to the top of Mount Dromino in under 30 minutes.
Remember that? Yeah.
But what you may not know is the origin of Pizza Skull. Ooh. At least not the whole story. Many of you may know that I died in a pizza-related accident. And I went directly to Pizza Hell. Where I completed the 7 great pizza tasks to return to Foon as its pizza champion. But ever since the Magosian spice embargo, it's been hard to get pepperoni. It's been hard to get red sauce.
That's deep.
What you don't realize is that my powers themselves, my great pizza powers, are derived from consuming pizza.
Chunt, is this what Chunt Stein's usually like?
If only there was a pizza for me to consume.
Yeah, usually Usador closed out, but I got Pizza Skull. I'm gonna grab a pizza real quick. I'll be right back.
Arnold, I need your help.
Okay, Pizza Skull.
I need you to go on a quest to find me pizza.
There's some pizza right here.
You found a pizza for me?
I did.
Whoa! Arnold, since I don't have any hands, I need you to feed me that entire pizza.
All right. Okay. Oh, it's hard to get it through your teeth. Oh my God. This is. Oh. This is terrifying.
Yum. This is gonna take a while.
Pizza. Oh man.
That was one piece. This is.
Oh, what's that? Hands.
Oh boy, that's.
Oh boy. You,
it's weird how hard it is to open. Oh God.
Oh my God. It's so good. It's so good.
Oh.
How many slices do we have left?
That's two slices. Okay.
So I love it so much.
While you're doing Pizza Skull's eating pizza, Arnie, can I ask you, why now? Why have you not been to a Chunt's night for over a year? Why tonight? Why now?
Well, Chunt, I have.
Here, I'm gonna let Pizza Skull use. I usually keep my stick arm in a.
I feel my pizza powers returning.
two and a half. Well, Chunt, the first time you mentioned Chunt's night, I actually went. I've actually been to Chunt's night a bunch of times.
Oh yeah.
And I usually more pizza.
Good.
And I came and I was excited to come and support you, my friend. And I came in. There's the pizza.
I have to imagine if you brought your recording equipment, this has to be just a treat for the people listening at home.
Yes, this is.
Just the biggest treat.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have done it. I've consumed enough pizza for my pizza powers to return!
Really? Because there's a lot more pizza, and I'm pretty certain there's
a second pizza.
I'm relatively certain that I do not require more pizza.
No, the show's not over. The show's not over until I hear why Arnie... Why did you come and not present yourself?
Well, if you're gonna keep doing the show, then you better give me some fucking pizza.
All right, here we go.
Why didn't you let me know you were there? Why didn't you say
something?
That's
my finger, not the pizza. There we go. I came to the show excited to support you, and I walked in, and the first thing I heard was you... The first thing I heard was you calling me a fuckface, and it kind of hurt my feelings.
No.
So I left, and I didn't say anything about it. And then a couple weeks later, I was like, you know what? I feel bad. I should support my buddy. He keeps asking me. So I came back, and the first thing I heard... Was you calling me a fat fuck? So I left. And I've been here.
It helps if you fold them into little boats.
I see. So I've been here about 30 times over the last year and a half.
Oh my God, this is the best night of my life.
Well, I need you to know. That when I was out here during a Chunt's night and I said fuckface, it stood for something more. Fuckface stands for...
For what?
Friends understand. Chunt's night with a K.
That's how it's spelled?
Yeah.
All this time I've been spelling it wrong.
It's with a K.
Oh.
And then face is...
Yeah.
More pizza. Guys, we are one-third of the way through the first pizza.
And then face, that was the fuck, and then face stands for friends?
Question mark.
Arnie, Chunt, eternally.
Aww.
But, I'll cop to fat fuck.
Fat fuck to pizza. Fat fuck. Oh, buddy. No, let's kill pizza.
I'm trying to do a romantic.
Oh, romantic, like we each.
That's Chunt's night, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. Give it up again for Pizza Skull. For all our acts tonight. And please, please give it up, the biggest round of applause you can muster for Artie Niekamp. Where is Usador? I don't know. Usador didn't show now. But
isn't this a good time with Usador not here to be like, fucking Usador.
Watch yourselves.
I feel like Usador has ears everywhere. Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful night.
Aw, what a sweet ending to Chance Night. I wish the boss could have seen it, but he's off taking a pottery class, which is weird, because it's only the two of us on the space station as far as I know. By space station, I mean none of this was real. Don't worry about it, it's all just a completely fake podcast, as is this part where I was talking about a space station. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Melchior the Keeper of the Doom Horn that plays at World's End was played by Alex Eilhauer. Spurt the Elder was played by Andy Carey. Lewis, a shark, and Lois, who is a shark, were played by John Patrick Cohen and Jen Jackson. DQ the Elf was played by Tim Ryder, and Pizza Skull was played by Matt Young. Yes, that was Matt Young. He can do other characters. All of these people perform regularly all over the place. I don't have it in front of me. Look it up on the internet. Or, you know, maybe their Twitter accounts are conveniently linked in the show credits. That's probably a true thing. Go to hellofromthemagictavern.com for that. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, and production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks again to StarKid and Stage 773 for hosting the live show. Thanks to Earwolf, and also special thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Check out their many, many cool Chicago-made podcasts at chicagopodcastcoop.com. You know, come to think of it, he's been in that pottery class for like 6 hours now. I wonder if I should check on him. I like the quiet, though. I'm gonna just leave it be.